Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Good morning, Dan. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you guys this morning?
Doing well. Having fun. Ruthie sitting in, dropping all kinds of wisdom and advice.
And she got that early wake-up call, right? And was able to do it like you're able to do it at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, Dan, I was telling David that I am used to doing the afternoon show because it's just a little bit more fun. This show's a little more serious and structured, and it's a little bit pushing me out of my comfort zone. So I'm welcoming the challenge.
I like it.
So Dan, we were talking earlier about, I just want to get your take because we did drop a Take the North episode yesterday. I don't think we addressed this, but the CJ Stroud to Caleb Williams post-game advice, from big brother to little brother, he's 1 month older than him, but 1 year more experience in the NFL. What'd you think of it?
Interesting exchange on a number of levels. Number one, Caleb was asked about it immediately after the game and sort of just kind of blew past it. You can tell both from the video and his reaction in this post-game news conference that it wasn't something he was really in the mood for at that moment. When we got the video from NFL Films, I loved it. I really enjoyed sort of the quarterback brotherhood essence of that moment of CJ Stroud trying to encourage one of his QB brethren who he saw had a really rough night and just wanted to give him a little pick me up at the end of that. Caleb understandably was competitively disappointed and didn't really want to hear it in that moment, but I thought it was cool. I don't know how you guys reacted to it, but it was a nice little snapshot there at the end of a long night.
Dan, I said that I was annoyed that CJ Stroud is a great player, but also a really good person. Like, why do you have to be perfect? It's annoying. But I also thought, I think there's just kind of been some circulation on Twitter. People are questioning or concerned about Caleb's body language in that interaction. And my response to that was like, those are coming from people that maybe haven't spent a lot of time around him, where he kind of has that very cool guy, Cali bro, just like chill energy, which is kind of what I saw in that moment. I don't know about you. And also a very fiery, competitive person who was very probably upset and ready to get off the field in that moment.
Yeah, I lean much more toward the latter there. I agree with you that I think that I've been a big fan of the way Caleb has that chill energy about him. But what I witnessed Sunday night was a guy who was very, very angry at the way that game unfolded and the fact that they let an opportunity get past them. And welcome to the life in the fishbowl, right? Like every little thing you do, everything you say, every mannerism you show is going to be scrutinized and dissected. In this case, observing him in that moment, then seeing him in the locker room and seeing him sort of stare off with a palpable sense of agitation. And I would describe it as competitive agitation because they knew that they had a big stage to show some things on and they showed the wrong things on it. And so I just think that there was a level of aggravation that Caleb had probably from the time the final gun sounded to the time he got on the bus that was pretty noticeable.
Nice job on the afternoon show yesterday with Spiegs, Dan. And I think you guys addressed this a little bit, but when the Bears get back on the practice field today, I don't expect them to have wholesale changes. I'm not even sure they're going to make any alterations to the offensive line because I think they could justify it. I mean, seven sacks are seven sacks, 36 pressures are 36 pressures, but I don't know what the right reaction to that is. Is it try to keep all five guys together because they played every snap of that game and that doesn't happen very often in the NFL, especially with the Bears in Chicago. But what do you think will happen with the offensive line in terms of the approach, personnel, and any changes?
The right reaction, in my opinion, David, is to take a very high-powered microscope to every single individual that played on the offensive line on Sunday and every single play, and then get together in a room and go through all of it and figure out how do we troubleshoot this as quickly as possible. I'm not one for knee-jerk reactions two games into a season just to make change for change's sake. But you do have to establish some sort of forward moving momentum with this offense sooner rather than later, particularly Sunday in Indianapolis. And in order to get that done, you better know who your best five to get that done are. And so that's a conversation that Matt Eberflus has to have. It's a conversation that Chris Morgan and Shane Waldron have to be a part of. And you've really, really got to dive down on this to figure out how do we get this thing going quickly? Because a third consecutive offensive clunker in a loss Sunday in Indianapolis is going to open the floodgates for criticism and worry and concern that you don't want to open this earlier in your season. We've lived that too many times before. And so I hope that they're well along the way on that process. And then we'll get to talk to Matt later this morning to, I guess it'll be early afternoon to get a understanding of where he's at with the evaluation of that group up front.
How big of an opportunity, Dan, is this weekend in Indianapolis? Just in order to get that offense clicking, find some rhythm, establish a run game, doesn't this feel like the week that they could really get things moving here?
It was funny, Ruthie, because you're kind of monitoring the coverage from Indianapolis, and Gus Bradley is under just as much fire in Indy as Shane Waldron is here, because they haven't been able to stop the run a lick through the first 2 weeks. I think they've given up more rushing yards in weeks one and two than any team since 1978, before you were born and while I was probably still in a crib, you know. And so that's a long time ago before you've had that type of production in the running game against an opponent. And so the Bears better find a way to capitalize on that. I really believe that this offense is, you know, three or four explosive plays away from feeling that sense of calm and getting that confidence to come from that calm and saying, okay, there it is. We just hit a chunk run for 18 yards. Now that's going to set up this play action game that we haven't been able to get unlocked for the first 2 weeks. And all of a sudden things will start to get rolling. But the very first step is establishing the run against an opponent that is going to be shorthanded without DeForest Buckner, that has already shown it's very vulnerable against the run. And you better take advantage of that opportunity right away. First series, second series, third series, and establish that doubt in the back of the Colts' mind that, oh man, it's going to be another long day with us trying to get our arms around the run game.
I don't think in the run game it's fair to look at DeAndre Swift's 24 carries for 48 yards and put that all on him, even though that's under his name. I don't know what Khalil Herbert offers in the way of a different downhill runner, perhaps a guy who gets to the hole quicker. I don't know what Roschon Johnson's role on this team is yet, Dan, but if you're looking at the running game and you figure that they're going to maybe have 30 to 35 carries on Sunday if things are going well against a Colts defense that is weak against the run, how do you see the carries distributed or redistributed if all three guys are in the mix?
Well, yeah, and look, like, Roschon Johnson has to be a guy that gives you something, and I don't know what has been the hesitance. I know he's obviously hurt through a big chunk of August, but you drafted him for a reason, and part of that reason is because he runs with a style that is pretty palpable. You can feel it when you're watching it. You can see it on video, and he's got to be part of this mix sooner rather than later. It's very cliche in the NFL to talk about establishing an identity, but the Bears need to establish an identity offensively, and it's got to come soon. It's got to come before we get out of the bye week. You know, we've got four games coming ahead against opponents that every single one of them should be beatable. And you have to take that opportunity to establish who you're going to be offensively. That's up to Shane Waldron. It's up to Caleb Williams. It's up to the offensive line. It's up to the running game to start to let opponents know what you are preparing for every single week. And a big part of that, in my opinion, is determining how you want to run the football, not just that you're going to run the football, but how are you going to do it and how are you going to do it most effectively? That's a big part of this week's troubleshooting efforts, in my opinion.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Dan, how much of Sunday's loss do you put on Caleb Williams' shoulders?
I mean, it's shared responsibility. One of the things that I want to see from him going forward Sunday is the ability to hit those game-changing plays when they're there. I remember talking to Matt Nagy about this late in his tenure as Bears coach, about how so many of these football games come down to whether the quarterback is able to, you know, take advantage of the window opportunity. There's going to be a half dozen plays every game where it's there for you to swing the football game. The one that comes to mind from Sunday night is first drive of the third quarter. And Caleb Williams has got a third down shot and he gets a little bit of pressure and he climbs the pocket and slides to his left. And he's got DeAndre Carter breaking open toward the left sideline. And the safety's taking a bad angle. And if he throws a good ball there, it probably goes for a touchdown. And all of a sudden, everything in that game changes. Game flow changes. The feeling on the sideline changes. Everything gets a little bit looser. The week before, we talked about the out and up to Keenan Allen. Hopefully next week, when we get here in the middle of the week, we're talking about one or two big plays that Caleb hit. And so I think that's the next step here, is that even when things are going south and the night is a little bit rickety, you find a way when an opening is there to hit that big play that then creates that belief in the huddle, that then creates momentum, that then creates more scoring opportunity. And that, I think, is the next step for Caleb.
So, Dan, Keenan Allen has plantar fasciitis and has heel pain, and it could linger. And as Mark Potash pointed out this morning in the Sun-Times, and I know you're aware of this, Keenan Allen has now missed 12 games in his last 36, and that kind of coincides with after he turned 30. Not that life goes downhill after 30, but it could for wide receivers, and it has been known to. Concern level for Keenan Allen and his availability. He's making a lot of money. The Bears are counting on him to help the young quarterback get through any rough patches. But he's got to be available to be effective. What is your concern level?
Well, you know as well as anyone in the city where my concern level is at with this, David, and it's high, because you're talking about a wide receiver who's having problems with his foot. Not a great combination there. And I haven't loved the way that the Bears have messaged us from the start. They downplayed it significantly at the end of training camp. Ryan Poles told you it was just a minor cleat issue, and now it's been lingering for probably about a month now. And you've got a guy that you're counting on to be a big weapon in your offense who's unable to get out there on a big stage Sunday night, and now we've got a monitor going forward. My rule, obviously, all the time is now you have to use the eye test, and you got to stop listening with your ears and using your eyes to figure out where Keenan Allen's at. And so what I need to see is 3-4 consecutive weeks of practices. I need to see 3-4 consecutive games in which he's able to play unhindered. And so until you get past that hurdle, your concern level should be up there, because this is a guy that you need to be productive. And right now, the biggest storyline with him is whether he's healthy enough to even get on the football field for you.
One of my favorite storylines, and I know we haven't talked about him in a little bit, so that's why I'm going to throw this one at you, but What happens with Velus Jones this weekend?
I think probably, Ruthie, what happened with him last weekend. I think Velus Jones has got to get used to having some really challenging weeks of practice, and then, you know, putting on a pair of sweatpants and a tech tee on the sideline during the games. I think that you've lost your opportunity to be a contributor on special teams because of that fumble in week one. I don't think this was a one-off for them and saying, okay, just take a week away. I think it's, you know, DeAndre Carter and Khalil Herbert back on kicks. And then, you know, offensively you're trying to find some other things to get unlocked. And I don't think Velus is the answer to that. So I think he's probably stays inactive for the foreseeable future.
Which Anthony Richardson do you think shows up for the Colts on Sunday? The one that scares you for the big play and explosiveness, or the one that will throw you the football?
Yeah, I think the Bears have enough defensively to force him into becoming the latter. And David, I think this is where the importance of having an offense that establishes the run and gets you to play from ahead is really important. You know, if you can make Anthony Richardson chase, then all of a sudden he becomes more vulnerable to the mistakes that he's capable of making. And this defense will capitalize on those mistakes. We went into Houston understanding that CJ Stroud doesn't give you a lot of opportunities to take the football from him. And he didn't give you many on Sunday night. This is a different animal with Anthony Richardson. And the best way to get him to become mistake prone is to play the game on your terms. And play the game on your terms means scoring first, getting the lead, and then letting your defense be your defense. This defense, guys, has given up 3 points after halftime in the first two games, and they've had 4 takeaways. Ride with that every single week, right? And understand that that's a formula for success, and hopefully they're able to get there.
Great stuff, Dan. Thanks a lot. Good luck at Hallis Hall today.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of the show. Appreciate you guys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.